Welcome to the Angel News Network's current events broadcasting. Our brief interview programs are designed to obtain the perspectives of the higher realms on the current events taking place in our country and our world. I am Joel Anastasi. In each program, I will be interviewing a member of the higher realms, channeled by Philip Elton Collins. Philip and I are co-founders of the Angel News Network. Good morning, Philip.
Hello, everyone. Give me one moment to go into trance, and I will be connected with Ascended Master Saint Germain.
Good morning, Saint Germain. Thank you for joining us today.
Good day, everyone.
On this Earth Day.
Indeed.
Well, the next topic I wanted to talk about relates to life on Earth, too. Recently, you know, I was watching a documentary on cable television where scientists were discussing the search for life in the universe, and the scientists who were talking are involved in that. And they posed, I thought, a fascinating question. They said, when we're searching for life, what exactly are we looking for? And they really honestly stated that there were many questions they simply couldn't ask. So I thought, you know what? They were stating some of the questions that they couldn't answer, so I thought, well, I'm going to use them. I wrote down some of the questions they said they couldn't answer so that I'll let you answer them. How about that?
How about that?
And the first one, I guess, is about as fundamental as it gets. And the question was, what is life? Because the scientists really confessed that they couldn't really define it. What are they looking for? What is life? How do they know when they find it?
What complicates it for the human mind is that there are two forms of life, unseen and seen within your senses, within your physical senses. The largest solution to the problem of searching for life lies right here within this very planet herself. Within the core of this planet are higher frequency civilizations which lived on the surface of the planet, who have ascended into a higher frequency of existence. And there's much to be learned to them and through them, since they interact with other life forms throughout this solar system and galaxy and beyond on a constant basis. So you have something called energy, which moves into consciousness, which can create seen or unseen life, depending upon the meaning, value, and purpose of that life existing. To understand what life is to understand what humanity is. Humanity is a physical expression, energy consciousness manifested into physical form, reflecting creation, reflecting God. We're reflecting all that there is. Without this foundation, without this truth, you're trying to define something without knowing what the foundation, the reality of it is, the energy and the consciousness. And the meaning, value, and purpose of that energy and consciousness manifesting into seen or unseen reality, depending upon the meaning, value, and purpose of that lifetime or of that life experience. The best way to deal with it in being human is to deal with, why are humans here? Where did they come from? Who are you really? By answering the who and the why of your existence in something called human life, being human, beingness moving into doingness of humanity, you can define life. Does that help you?
Well, the questions you just asked, I thought, are great ones. Can you give us some simple answers to the questions you just posed?
Life is energy and consciousness expressed in an unseen or seen capacity.
Well, I'm going to be asking the questions they asked, and if you feel you've already addressed part of it, tell us that, because the next question I was going to ask is, you know, they're looking at what they see as matter. So one of the questions they're asking is, what does it take to start life?
Well, you have to understand how matter is created, don't you? So if you're asking the question, what is matter, since it only matters in matter when you're in the 3D frequency, matter is condensed energy and consciousness into seen physical expression, which has a consciousness and an energetic force within it, since that's what has created it. Do you understand?
So does consciousness have to come into the matter in order to for life to begin?
Energy through consciousness equals matter.
And that creates life?
Seen or unseen. There is more unseen existence in something called life than there is seen. You're in the process of raising your consciousness of being able to see the unseen behind the seen. Do you get it?
It's hard to grasp the abstractions that you're speaking for me.
It's hard for humanity to see and understand what it cannot physically see. And only through raising your frequency and vibration can you connect with a spiritual unseen reality that is prevalent throughout existence. And it has been that unseen existence which has been empowering the existence of the seen throughout your recorded history and unrecorded history. Do you understand?
Gabriel, Archangel Gabriel once told me that consciousness was energy and awareness of itself. That to me, in a way, almost sounds like life.
It is, and it can be seen or unseen.
Right.
The problem for humanity is grasping the unseen, what they think cannot be proven through human senses, the five or six senses, and being human. Until you master the reality of spiritual unseen reality, you will remain in a quandary.
Yeah, and that comes back to the original questions that the scientists were saying. When we're searching for life, what exactly are we looking for? What would you tell them?
First, you have to understand what life is. You have to understand the meaning and value purpose of life on this planet and how and why it really got started and why it really exists.
Well, how and why did it get started? Why does it exist?
To become a physical, dense expression of love.
And why did they want? Did the creation want to have a dense expression of love?
This planet, Mother Earth, on this Earth Day, year 2019, is an embodiment of a love-iversity, of an expression of this love force, which is the energy and the consciousness of the foundation of creation, to express itself in every diverse expression, negative, positive, male, female, light, dark, problem solved, possible. Does that answer your question? Does that answer your question?
Well, I'll have to re-listen to it to make sure that I grasp it all. This is more abstract than perhaps you realize, Saint Germain, for people like me.
It really isn't. If you simply listen to the words and do not try to complicate what is simple, spiritual unseen reality is simple. Once you understand the aspects of being human that are denying it, what do you think within being human creates that denying, beloved student? How would you answer that?
I would say it is the inability to recognize ourselves as being an expression of the Creator.
Exactly. Seeing yourself good enough and worthy enough to be that divine essence, that divine expression. That has created all of your historical wounds, all of your historical ego defenses wrapped around those wounds in war and folly.
You know, when I look at the questions that the scientists are asking, there's something about the questions that don't work.
Because they really don't understand reality.
Right, because you know they're asking when they ask questions such as, how would we recognize life as life? Somehow they're looking at it as chemicals and matter, and not understanding the part of spirit.
Beloved student, the questions are wrapped around the ego and the mental body, believing they already know the truth. If you really break down the questions, behind them is an egotistical ignorance of thinking that they know. There are life forms in all sorts of seen and unseen formats that humanity in its present state of consciousness or vibratory existence cannot begin to see. Whenever the Europeans landed in their ships upon the shores, and the indigenous individuals that were here who had never seen a ship upon the horizon of the sea could not see it. It was not in their awareness. It was not in their consciousness. It was not in their experience to see something like that. So they simply couldn't see it. Most of reality, most of life, most of existence in its various formats, you cannot see. Each one of your planets within your present solar system are teeming with life that you cannot see. Looking the wrong way in the wrong place.
They are asking the question, though, is how would we recognize life if we encountered it?
By realizing you cannot always see what you encounter through your belief systems and through your thinking.
Well, they have plenty of belief systems in place that would interfere with their ability to truly understand.
That are not based upon the reality of truth.
I want to ask a couple of these questions anyway, even though you may feel as though you've addressed it. One question they said, how does life become intelligent life?
All life is intelligent. It is a matter of your definition of intelligence. If, again, behind that question is the arrogance of the human mind thinking it is superior to anything else. A rock has intelligence. A mineral has intelligence. An animal has intelligence. A plant has intelligence. If the human mind thinks it's inferior because it cannot understand that intelligence, and it's done that repeatedly throughout your history with one another, you have looked at what you call primitive civilizations and called them unintelligent, called them inferior, enslaved them, killed them, annihilated them. Within your defense of thinking you are better than they are. When they may have medicines and cosmic wisdoms beyond yours.
Are human beings unique in the universe?
Each human being is a unique expression of creation. The format and being human on this particular planet cannot be expressed or duplicated unless the elements are exactly the same. So the question really is there another planet exactly like Earth? Is it not?
I guess it would have to be, yeah.
And the answer is yes.
There is another planet exactly like Earth?
There are planets and planets, and planets and planets.
So would beings like humans also be on those planets?
Yes.
You know, I had sort of understood, but it was something I took from what Gabriel said. When Gabriel said that we were seeded by 12 star systems and that they had to create a human form that could reproduce itself by putting together all the elements. So that From that, I thought that human beings were unique.
It is a matter of what you define as unique. If a planet is based upon oxygen and water and minerals, such as this planet is, the physical expression would be what you have. If a planet is based upon methane and other elements, you will have a physical expression based upon those physical compounds. And they may or may not appear, in your language, humanoid. Do you understand?
Yes. Now, on those planets that are like Earth, would there be humanoid beings on those planets?
If, yes, and they are exactly reflections of the physical composition of this particular planet, yes.
So we've been talking about a lot of complexities that have to do with spirit.
But, beloved student, as humanity seeks to find Earth, to find life beyond Earth, stop and pause and understand, you will not find it anywhere else in your solar system or your galaxy or elsewhere until you have understood yourselves. Self being a reflection of all that there is, and the only relationship you're having is the one with yourself. Once you master that reality and your frequency exists and your consciousness raises, you are going to see worlds and connect with civilizations beyond your imagination. Please continue.
Well, in a way, what you've just said is the same challenge that the Indians faced when they didn't see the ships. They had they didn't have the basic understanding to be able to see a ship. And isn't that sort of what the challenge is of our scientists? They don't have the basic understanding to recognize life when they encounter it?
Because they do not understand what life here is. They do not understand the relationship of them being here with the planet as a conscious living being, and the interconnection of all of that within something called a unified field of oneness consciousness. Yes.
So if a scientist was to ask me the question is, what exactly are we looking for? I wouldn't know how to answer them.
Well, let me answer it.
Good.
You are looking for yourself.
Would they know what that meant?
They will eventually figure it out. And how many lifetimes it takes will be up to them. You're all looking for yourself. Beloved students and friends, that is the process I went through in being human. I am not superior to you because I have ascended into a higher frequency of existence. I am simply a wayshore for you, beloveds. Until you make this pathway, your practice, your commitment, the most important thing in your life in being human, you will stay where you are. But the reason I and the other ascended masters come to you is to show you, in your vernacular, to prove to you there is something else. And it is your destiny, it is your destination, it is your divine destination to arrive there. How long you take and the struggle you achieve in that process is up to you. It does not have to be as complicated as you are making it. Do you understand?
Well, thank you for being our teacher and guide. We will continue to come to you for the teachings and the guidance.
And understand, every single thing that I say is within your heart. It is a matter of learning to access and to think with your heart and have this wisdom come to you. Whenever you forget, and you will forget, in being human, you're welcome.
Thank you for your wisdom, Saint Germain.